You want to know the difference between a TV show that you like and a TV show that you love? When you love a show, you get all excited when you hear the opening theme song because you know you're going to enjoy what comes next. Right now, that happens to me with the theme songs to The Wonder Years and Wise Guy, and to an old favorite that returns with new episodes this week on Lifetime Cable. Yes, The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd is back. The show that was mistreated and canceled by NBC has been rescued and revived by a basic cable network. The whole cast of Molly Dodd is back for these new shows, but you won't see all of them in the premiere, which, if you miss Monday's telecast, is repeated this Saturday. As always, though, Blair Brown as Molly is in virtually every scene, and I can't think of any better reason to watch a TV show than that. She's the best actress on series television, period. This new season on a new network begins, fittingly, with an episode set on New Year's Eve. Molly has quit her job at the bookstore and suspended her relationship with its owner, Moss, who's left for Switzerland. Everyone Molly knows is having more luck with men and with life than she is. Even her mother, played by Alan M. McClary, has a new boyfriend and doesn't like the fact that her daughter is both unenthusiastic and unemployed.
Is it me, or are you unusually hormonal?
Mom, I made a decision. You see, I've mastered the job. They've got this antiquated system down there. They're not about to let me change it. It was the end of the year. I felt like I was in limbo. It was time to move on, and it was my life. And there's another list.
Just because he went to Switzerland doesn't mean he's never coming back.
Moss had nothing to do with this. Well, he had something to do with it, but not everything. The walls were closing in on me.
I hope you don't regret it, that's all.
Well, I hope not to. I mean, after all, I could have eventually become one of the top sales clerks in all of Greenwich Village. And after that, who knows? There would be the Sales Clerk Olympics, the Sales Clerk Hall of Fame. Like, just give me a break, okay?
Forgive me if I'm thinking of your, forgive the expression, welfare.
Each Molly Dodd episode is like a little Woody Allen movie, beautifully written, perfectly performed, and without a laugh track to insult your intelligence. Intelligence, in fact, is the secret ingredient of The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. Everyone has it, including Davy the Doorman, who's played with such understatement by James Green.
So, you making any? Resolutions.
Yes, I'm going to wise up and stop trusting people because essentially they're all liars, and I'm going to buy a new toaster oven.
Good, strong set of priorities, albeit somewhat cynical.
Not the toaster oven.
No, that's a positive step forward.
The old year and the new show both end with Molly in her apartment. She's watching TV coverage of the ball falling on Times Square, but she's not alone. It's a hopeful start to a new year, a new batch of Molly Dodd shows, and the first reason to find Lifetime on your cable converter. The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd is just as good as it used to be on NBC. It's moved on, but it hasn't sold out.